going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
The Houston Texans have traded the 25th pick to the New York Giants. With the 25th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the New York Giants select Jackson Dart, quarterback, Mississippi.
All right, there you go. That was the 25th pick in the draft. And as we welcome you in on a Friday, a day two, and really here in Houston, it's kind of day one of the draft. The Texans,
yeah,
now,
baby.
The Texans almost control the draft starting today. Almost control the draft starting today. They have basically, Seth, the now number two overall pick in the draft.
They basically got the Derek Stingley selection.
That's it. Yeah, pretty
in the
much.
Draft.
Pretty
yes.
much, yeah.
You know, the one mistake I made was not getting a good night's sleep before the first day of the draft.
Mm-hmm.
That was a rookie mistake by me. I ended up staying up late watching television the night before the first day of the draft.
What are you thinking,
for the Houston
man?
Texans.
Yeah.
Okay, boy, man. So much to unpack.
There's no way
we can even get through it in the next 4 hours.
Right,
and,
right.
And things are going to be revealed to us as we're discussing all of this. On the sum total of it all,
yeah.
At the very least, if you're a dispassionate observer,
yeah.
If this helps you at all, if you're smarting from a lack of a first-round pick and anything else, for whatever it's worth, in terms of all the trade value charts and whatnot, on the sum total of it all, Caserio did make a good deal. They get an excess value of a late third round pick out
yeah.
of that trade.
Should we let's because there may be people waking up that don't know exactly what the details were last night.
That's a great point, Sean.
So if you're just I
would never be one of those people.
If you're just waking up, no, you wouldn't. If you're just waking up, the Texans, as you just heard right there, did trade out of the 25th pick into the second round with the Giants. So they are picking second tonight, the 34th overall pick. So then you're right. You nailed it. There's a lot to unpack from this. Both, what does this mean for the Texans draft? What do people feel like the Texans should have done? What do we think they tried to do last night? Because there were some players that, Seth, you and I have talked about and coveted that got very, very close to the 25th overall pick. Almost, it would seem, in trade-upable land for the Texans. And there was no trade-up. There was a trade-back. So here is Adam Schefter last night on ESPN with the details of the deal the Texans made to move out of the first round.
Greeny, we said this would be the quarterback range, and the New York Giants have just traded back into the first round to pick number 25, which belonged to the Houston Texans. In return, they're giving up pick 34, pick number 99, and a third round pick in 2026. The Giants at 25 are on the clock. Look for a quarterback here.
All right, so that's the deal. So it's a late third round pick in this draft, pick 99. It's a third-round pick next year, presumably the Giants' third-round pick, wherever that lands, probably high in the third round. And then they move back nine spots for that. Now you said that I haven't looked at any of the Jimmy Johnson charts, or I haven't seen any tweets telling me, Seth, what the points were for each team on that trade. It sounds like you've seen that. It's an even trade.
Every value, yeah. Texans Cap posted the various charts and the technical analysts and everything, and the Texans quote unquote won all of those, which is what you should do when a team is drafting up for a quarterback. When a team trades up for a quarterback, a team like the Giants will get a little bit of a pass of overspending because, you know, okay, go get your guy.
Yeah.
I think there's a perception by a lot of people that I noticed last night because they said it to me. There's a, oh, man, the Texans got hosed. Look at what the Rams got.
It's on the text page, yeah.
The Rams immediately afterwards have a trade with the Falcons where the Rams get about the equivalent of a high third round pick extra in the trade. So, yeah, the Rams got a really good deal. But if you analyze the Texans' value just, you know, by normal standards, they also got a good deal.
Yeah.
So it's like now what we can find out in the future is whether some of the offensive linemen that got taken immediately afterwards, like Josh Connerly or Josh Simmons, how good do they end up being versus whoever the Texans draft if they draft at number 34?
That's right.
That's the long-term grade on
it. That's it was really interesting because you're right. The Falcons, the very next pick, traded up with the Rams at 26. The reason why I think people think that the Texans got fleeced compared to that deal is because the Rams wound up with an extra first round pick next year in the deal. But keep in mind, if you look at that trade, the Rams had to give up an extra third in the deal. Texans didn't have to give up anything other than the 25th overall pick. The Rams had to give up an extra third. The Falcons were moving further, or the Rams, I'm sorry, were moving further down the board. The Texans only moved back 9 spots.
Yeah.
If the Texans had moved back and stayed in the first round with a team, then I don't think people would be complaining. I think a lot of it is that, I mean, there'd be people complaining, don't get me wrong. I do think a lot of it with the Texans this morning is the optics of coming away, of sitting here on Friday morning and they don't have a guy. You know, if they had moved back to 32 and drafted somebody and we have something to sink our teeth into, then I think that that the feelings of the Texans moving back and not picking anybody, you know, are probably minimized there.
The other part of it, too, is that a lot of the name brand guys and the guys that have been discussed most, none of those guys are on a jet on their way to Houston right now. None of those guys or very few of the guys with a name brand appeal are on their way to Houston right now in the positions of need for the Texans. And so I'm not judging anybody for being upset or feeling disgruntled about not having the fun and enjoyment of a first-round prospect right now. The other side of it, though, is on the long-term view of things, this is a smart GM type of move. You did add extra draft capital.
Yeah.
You did, even though the Rams got a much better – the Rams really, like at least on the trade value chart, bilked the Falcons.
Yeah.
Whereas the Texans won, quote-unquote, won that trade with the Giants. It just wasn't as extreme as the Rams. But don't look at the Rams trade and think, oh, wow, the Texans really screwed it up. It's just they both got good deals.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
My question would be, were you talking to the Rams? Were you talking to the Falcons who traded up with the Rams? Yeah. Were you talking with the Falcons? In a vacuum, this trade, as you point out, Seth, in a vacuum, this trade makes sense. The math works on the trade. My biggest disappointment with this, and Nick Caserio explained, we'll hear from Nick in the next segment. There's just so much to unpack here. My biggest disappointment is I wanted Matthew Golden, and he wound up within what appears to be shouting distance for the Texans.
The tease of Matthew Golden looking like he was starting to slip a little and might, you know, pass through some teams that might not be looking for a wide receiver.
Yep.
That was probably the hardest thing.
Yeah.
I mean, the biggest kick to the gut for me was Tyler Booker going to the Cowboys.
Yeah.
That was so Tyler Booker and, you know, the Cowboys, remember, as much as Cowboys are a clown show of a franchise right now, they draft really well. They draft very, very well. That's why they've been able to be competitive as long as they have, despite Jerry Jones being a buffoon.
It's why they have so many issues with giving players second contracts is because they have so many players that they have to give second contracts to because they draft really well.
They outkicked their coverage when it comes to it's like they're married to a hot wife, but they're not worthy of her. They draft really well, and Tyler Booker is the cautionary tale of people who love to say, he'll be available in the second round. You know, Tyler Booker, Emeka Buka, a lot of these guys are like, of course he'll be there at 25. Nah, not so fast.
No, they're not. And I count seven guys, Seth, that flew off the board in front of the Texans, a couple of them directly in front of the Texans at 25, where these were all guys that we discussed intensely on this show for 3 months. And it was like, it almost felt like watching the draft. It was a review of every player you and I have talked about in the mock draft injection. Like, there were, by the time Donovan Jackson was taken with the 24th pick, you really weren't left with any guys that we discussed with any sort of zest or intensity. Like, Kelvin Banks goes off at 9. We expected that. Tyler Booker at 12, totally agree with you. Kick in the junk. That was the one you hoped would slip to 25, really.
Right.
Kenneth Grant going at 13. I credit you, man. You were all over Kenneth Grant throughout this draft process, and he goes at 13 to Anthony Weaver in the Miami Dolphins.
I was, but you know what, man? I got to grow a pair because I let the consensus opinion beat me down. Because I'm watching Kenneth Grant, and I'm like, dude, I don't, like, big guys don't move like this. Yep. What am I missing?
Yep.
And all I kept seeing was like, well, you know, when you watch all the games and this, that, the other thing. Dude, the guy's a freak.
Yep. Okay. 13th, Kenneth Grant goes off. Gray Zabel goes 18th, as was predicted by a lot of people.
Right, yeah, that wasn't as much of a kick in the junk because that was about where people expected.
They expect him to go to Seattle. Emeka Buka going at 19th. That wasn't really a kick in the junk. That was just surprising that he went before Matthew Golden, who eventually went 23rd to the Packers, and then Donovan Jackson. By the time Donovan Jackson went 24th to the Vikings right in front of the Texans, I looked over at Amy. I said, he needs to trade out right now. I think all the guys that he wants – are gone. The only question is, how hard did he go after those guys? And I got to imagine, Seth, that Mr. Trade-Up, Nick Caserio, was working the phones trying to get some of these guys.
No, he was, and he talked about it in his press
conference.
We'll
hear it in the next segment. Yeah,
I mean, he was working, and that's where another thing people were saying to me was like, well, Nick couldn't trade up, which, well, of course he could have traded up. It's how much do you want to give up?
Yeah.
You know, he failed to trade up for Kelvin Banks. Sure. But suffice it to say that at the very least, I don't think he looks at Kelvin Banks the same way he looked at Will Anderson. Yeah. So I think in this draft, that part of it is played out, and including in some of those names that went earlier than what the consensus opinion was saying, is that there's just a big blob of draftable players in the midway through the first, down through the third rounds, and every board is going to be different. So, you know, ultimately you find out over the course of the next 3 years whether these decisions are right for Nick or not. But I think, especially in trading out immediately after Donovan Jackson was taken, the pick ahead of them, it feels like he didn't want to overdraft somebody.
Yeah.
He didn't have any of the guys. He does say that one of those guys that they liked and could have drafted at 25 is still available.
Could you believe he said that? I couldn't believe he said that. I think it was Jonathan Alexander who asked the question. I couldn't believe that when I heard that question, I'm like, well, he's not going to say. And it was like a different press conference version of Nick. He's more forthcoming, I think, on our show than he is in those press conferences. That was a very different press. We'll hear it in the next segment. Yeah.
The guy who he had highest rated at that point, who was highest on their board, was still available. So tonight, if the Texans do indeed pick at 34, we're going to get to watch and see. I kind of hope two quarterbacks go, so we'll know for sure.
Yeah.
If a couple quarterbacks go, and then the Texans pick, we'll know for sure that this is the guy that they had highest.
I think they're picking second tonight. They have the second pick. If I'm not
mistaken, 34. Yeah, no, 34.
Yeah,
it's 34.
I think they pick second tonight.
Sean, basic arithmetic is difficult for me this morning.
That's okay. Yes. That's okay.
I was like, no, Sean, they're 34.
You had to stay up and watch TV two nights ago,
which is three numbers greater than 32.
Yep.
So if a quarterback quarterback goes number one overall, if a quarterback goes number one overall in the Texans version of the first round,
that's right.
Then we'll know for sure that, at least in terms of where the Texans board lined up, then looks like it worked out pretty well. Because one of those guys that he had highly rated or was the highest rated on his board is still there.
Still there. Yep. Still, I couldn't believe he said that. All right. So we'll hear, what does Nick Caserio think of where the Texans are right now? We'll hear from the Texans GM. There were some big doings in the draft last night, too. We'll get to those in headlines. The text page is all over the place this morning on how they... There's people that are saying, I trust what Nick is doing. There's people saying the Texans got fleeced. This is fun. We're reacting to last night, the Texans trade out of the first round and pick up a few third-round picks along the way. And we'll kind of take inventory here. Where are they with all their draft capital right now, both this year and I think next year is very interesting as well. You can kind of see... I think you can start to see some of the strategy for the Texans, knowing what's on the horizon contract-wise for this team. We'll talk about all that. It is a very, very active Friday here, reacting to last night's draft here on Sports Radio 610. Payne and Pendergast with you. Stay there.